Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. Today is Thursday in the first full week of Lent. It's day 8 of our Lenten journey. And again today we'll be hearing from the devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus, A Lenten Journey by Brian Zond. The scripture verse for today is Matthew 18, 21 through 35. If you'd like to pause the recording and read that, it's Matthew 18, 21 through 35. So let's begin. This story is about Jesus giving the parable of the unforgiving servant. Today we read about Jesus famously telling us that we are to forgive 70 times 7. In response to Peter's apparently generous suggestion that forgiveness be extended 7 times, Jesus multiplies forgiveness to 70 times 7. He then gives a remarkable parable where a servant is forgiven a preposterous debt of 10,000 talents. A talent was a monetary unit worth about 20 years' wages for a laborer. Thus, 10,000 talents would be equivalent to 2 million years' wages, or tens of billions of dollars. Jesus has cast this parable on forgiveness in the theater of the absurd to make his point. But what I find most interesting about this parable is how Jesus recycles the 70 times 7 equation. This equation first appears in Genesis when a man named Lamech composed this bloody limerick. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. If Cain's vengeance is sevenfold, then my vengeance is 70 times sevenfold. According to the genealogy in Genesis, Lamech was the great-great-great-grandson of Cain, the first murderer. Cain introduced killing, and Lamech threatened to multiply lethal vengeance 70 times 7. Lamech's insane commitment to revenge led to the exponential violence in the days of Noah, one generation later. Though we often imagine other lurid sins, violence is the only sin mentioned in the text. In the Genesis story, it was human violence spiraling out of control that grieved the heart of God and led to the divine judgment of the deluge. We should take this warning to heart. In an age where the killing capacity of Cain's club has been exponentially multiplied by the creation of nuclear arsenals, searching for Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat instead of seeking to rid the world of violence really is an exercise in missing the point. Long after the days of Noah, Moses sought to mitigate Lamech-like revenge to a reciprocal level by restricting violent retaliation to an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This was a step in the right direction, but it was hardly an adequate solution for the problem of violence. As Gandhi shrewdly observed, an eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind. In a world where the capacity to unleash lethal violence is now beyond comprehension, we need something better than tit-for-tat retaliation. Nuclear strike for nuclear strike will leave the world a smoldering hellscape. And so the Savior of the world directs us toward a reappropriation of Lamech's 70 times 7 equation, applying it to the practice of radical forgiveness. The most remarkable thing about Christ ethics is its commitment to forgiveness. Indeed, if Christianity is about anything, it's about forgiveness. So Jesus calls us, beyond the ever-escalating revenge of Lamech and beyond the mitigated revenge of Moses, into a world where revenge is renounced altogether. Jesus saves the world by turning exponential revenge into exponential forgiveness. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you call us not to a mitigation of revenge or even to sevenfold forgiveness, but to the 70 times 7 practice of radical forgiveness. Give us grace to forgive as we have been forgiven. Amen. Hope you have a blessed day today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.